I didn't see my two boys until I got home from work, and Damon had left, but there was a CD with a note from him saying everything that had happened last night was on the CD, and for me to watch it with my twin sons. "Watch it. Don't throw it away," the note demanded. I dared not refuse anything the devil demanded, so I got ready to do what he ordered. Oh, fuck. I had hoped everything was long past, but now I had to face things, so I called out, "Boys, can you come in here, please? I need to show and tell you something." "Okay, Mom," they said. "What is it?" "Well, when you two went to bed last night, I did something really bad. I had sex with your friend." My boys were shocked, and one said, "You fucked Damon?" I nodded. "And I just found a tape of everything that we did, and I have to show it to you. But before we look at it, I need to explain a few things to you. I've been horny since your dad died, and I've been having dreams about you boys." They looked puzzled and asked, "What kind of dreams, Mom?" "Sexy dreams. I dream that we were all fucking and that we had a threesome." "Wow, that's scary," Noel said. "I had the same dream," and then Leon nodded. "Me too." "Okay, I'll play the disc, but please be warned. I said some very nasty stuff." "What did you say that you need to warn us about?" they asked. "Well, when I'm horny, I talk very dirty. And I was telling your friend that I wanted him to fuck my hungry cunt. And I told him I was a cock-hungry cunt, and I wanted you two boys to fuck me as well. I wanted your cocks taking turns fucking my mouth and my cunt. And I wanted your spunk filling my greedy twat." Noel asked, "Mom, did you really say those things?" "That and far more. I said I wanted you boys to fuck me and abuse me and treat me like your slut. And I wanted you both to own my cunt, to own my mouth, my ass, my cunt. I love verbal abuse. I wanted you both to tell me I'm nothing but a dirty cunt, a low-life cunt that needs lots of cock. Fuck me and fill my snatch full of your jizz. But remember, it's only when we're fucking. All the other times, I'm your mother." Leon said, "Are you just saying those things in your dreams, or do you really want us to fuck your mouth and cunt?" As I looked at him and his brother, they were rubbing their cocks through their jeans, and they were getting pretty hard. "I want you both to fuck me. I need fucking. I want you both plowing my greedy fuck hole. My cunt here is for your big cocks. Don't forget, I know how big your cocks are. I saw them when you were jacking off and watching that fuck movie, and they'll fill my cunt perfectly. So are you ready to see the disc?" That was a silly question. They both had hard cocks. They said me telling them about my fucking wet cunt got their cocks hard, and now y'all thought they'll see me getting my cunt fucked and talking filthy dirty. Of course they wanted to see the disc. I pressed the play button, and the fucking disc was empty. Fucking empty. The fucking devil had tricked me into telling my sons that I wanted them to fuck me and use my cunt as their cum dump. Now my secret was out, and both my sons had both cocks, and my cunt was wet, and their cocks were hard. My dreams of having my sons fucking my horny cunt and making me their cum dump whore was now reality, and the damn devil had granted my wish. "What happens now, Mom?" Leo asked. "Do you want to fuck me? Do you want to fuck your mommy's cunt? Telling you about my dream has got my cunt very wet, and a wet cunt needs a hard cock." "Well, two hard cocks in this case would be even better." "I want to fuck you, Mom," Noel said. "Me too," Leo chimed in. "Then get your cocks out. I want to suck you both." "I'll suck your prick first, Leon, while you start sucking my big tits, Noel. And don't forget to pinch my nipples. That sends a tingle right down straight to my cunt." cocktail is so good, baby. It's so hard for mommy. I didn't fill up my house so good, no. I sucked both my son's cocks, and they both feasted on my big, fat, sexy tits. Come on, boys. Let's all get naked and head into my room, and we'll finish this fucking in my bed. Naked, I lay between them and said, "Who's first for my cunt?" They both wanted to fuck me first, so I had them pick a number between 1 and 10. "You win, Noel," and I opened my legs wide and guided his very hard cock into my wet and ready cunt. Fuck, he slid in and was balls deep in my cunt, first thrust. I loved his balls bumping against my asshole, and he's filled my fuck hole. And Liam was fucking my mouth as I tickled and fondled his ball sack. I stopped sucking for a minute, reminding my sons that I like dirty talk. "I'm your cunt. You're a fuck slut. Tell me how much you like fucking your mother's cunt and mouth." Noel said I was a fucking great fuck, a tight, wet cunt that he was about to fill with his spunk. "Oh, Mom, here it is. I'm coming in your fucking snatch, filling your cunt with my jizz." I could feel his prick spasm and fill my gash with his young spunk. Leon kept fucking my face. Oh, I love your cat, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Told me I was a cock-sucking whore, and when he finished fucking my mouth and coming on my face, he was gonna fuck my sloppy cunt. And he came on my face. I was fingering my cum-filled cunt and rubbing my clit, and I came with half my hand in my cunt. Wow, did I fucking cum, and it was the best cum I ever had. After a brief rest, we were ready for round two. I sucked Leon's cock, and when he was hard, I took his prick deep into my cunt, and I was very wet. I still had a cunt full of cum, plus I was horny and wet with cunt cream. "Oh, fuck, Mom, your cunt is so fucking hot and wet," he told me. He dreamed of fucking me lots of times, and now he finally had his cock deep in my fuck hole. I love it. I love being a cunt for my boys to fuck and being their own personal cum bucket. Noel called me a fucking slut as he was fucking me and watching Leon's cock raping my sloppy wet twat, and every time he pulled out his cock, a bit was covered with cunt cream and Noel leftover cum. I loved it when my son said I was going to fuck your slutty mouth and he rammed his meat deep into my throat. I could taste my juice on his prick. Oh, your cock is so big, baby. It feels so good. I had a cock in my greedy, wet cunt and another fucking my face. Thank you, Mr. Devil. You're a saint. Well, maybe not. With a big cock fucking my mouth, I couldn't say much. But if I could, I would have screamed out for my sons to fuck my cunt harder. I wanted to tell them that my cunt was now their cunt. They could fuck me whenever they wanted to. I was now their slut mom. A slut mom with a hungry cunt for my sons to use. As Leo was coming in my fuckhole, he said, I really did have a hungry cunt, and he bet I'd like lots of cocks fucking my gash. He was so right. And at that moment, I would have taken any and every cock that I wanted to fuck my cunt. Noel was filling my mouth with his spunk, and I was coming on my son's cock deep in my fucking wet cunt. I doubt things could get any better than this. As Noel was dropping his load in my slutty snatch, he asked me, would you fuck others if we brought them home? We have lots of horny friends, Mommy. Maybe I would. The idea of a real fucking gangbang excited me. Yeah, I'd like more young cock for my cunt, but no more fucking devils.